you will hear an interview with a young magician called Jerry Tweed.
In the studio with us today, we have the young magician Jerry Tweed. Jerry, who encouraged you to start doing magic?
Well, I was only three when my dad took me to a magic show. The man on stage was wearing a suit with stars on it, and that's all I remember. We went to my aunt's house afterwards, and she said, "Jerry, why not do magic when you're older?" I never forgot those words. That's how it all began.
How did you learn your first tricks?
In primary school, I had a teacher who showed us some simple tricks, but I couldn't really do any until I was old enough to go to a young magician's club. They have great courses there and I really got into it. I know some people have a private teacher, but I've never felt I needed one.
What do you do now to develop your skills?
A few years ago, I used to go to as many live shows as possible and I watched videos on the internet. These days, though, I'm busy performing my own magic, so I don't have much free time. But I still learn a lot from books written by magicians.
You left school early to concentrate on magic. How do your parents feel about that?
They were worried when I decided to leave school at 16. They thought I should carry on until I was at least 18 and finish all my exams. But they've seen how successful my shows are and they realise I'm talented enough to make a living from them. They haven't had to support me financially, which I think they're glad about.
You've performed on television recently, haven't you?
Yes, it was in the middle of the day, so I doubt if it attracted a huge audience. I started with a few traditional tricks. Maybe that was a mistake. Doing tricks people have seen before, I mean. But for my last trick, I made a card disappear and the presenter found it in her sandwich. She was amazed, and I think that really impressed people.
What are your plans for the future, Jerry?
Well, next year I'm performing in various places around Europe and Asia. That tour's already booked. I've thought about making boxes of tricks to sell in shops. They'd be for children who want to learn some basic magic. It's just an idea, though. A friend of mine has set up a school for young magicians. That sounds interesting, but it might not suit me. I don't know. We'll see.